Good morning.
大家早。
If you got a good memory, we have talked about this topic for quite a while.
你如果有还记得的话，我们这个话题讲了很久了，有一阵子了。
It's not I'm capable.
不是我能。
As a matter of fact, is I'm incapable.
其实我是不能的。
Because Jesus has spent such a long time to bring up this very, very important message.
耶稣他也是花了一段的时间要传讲这个信息。
He needed to do some humongous miracle through the 5 loaves and 2 fish to draw people to him.
他要借着五饼二鱼呢，让人来到他的面前。
It's not just only for feeding them.
不只是要喂他们，喂养他们。
The more important thing is he want to bring a very important message to them.
最重要的是他要把很重要的信息来告诉他们。
But this message is so difficult for people, a human being, to understand.
但是这个话题呢，对有些人是很难了解的。
If you follow what Jesus has said, you sometimes wonder why you spend such a long sermon.To bring this one message.
你如果跟着耶稣走的话，你会觉得很奇怪，为什么耶稣在这个话题呢？这个同样的话题要讲这么久
？Because we are human.
因为我们是人。
We are not able to really grasp the message from God.
我们实在很不容易从神那里去得到他真正要告诉我们的信息。
So let us continue. Because.Jesus, I try to follow whatever Jesus said instead of I try to bring up my own message.
我很想去抓住耶稣基督他真正要告诉我的信息是什么，而不是根据我自己要去了解的。
So why Jesus kind of almost like repeat the message?
为什么耶稣常常不断的在重复同样的信息呢？
Because it's so important.
因为它是很重要的一个信息。
Because it's so difficult to receive.
因为它是对人来讲是很难去领受去接受的。
And this is probably the third series about this message.
这大概是第三个系列，我们讲到同样的信息。
And this is in John chapter 6.
约翰这讲到，我们谈到约翰福音第六章。
And Jesus has already talked and talked, and at this stage, the Jews began to grumble about him because Jesus said, "I am the bread."That came down from heaven.
耶稣说我是从天上降下来的粮。
And then these Jews, they responded, Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph?
他们犹太人说，诶，这不是耶稣的儿子约瑟的儿子耶稣吗？
Whose father and mother we know?
他的父母我们都不是认得的吗？
How can he now say, I came down from heaven?
他如今怎么说我是从天上降下来的呢？
Nowadays, anything coming from heaven or coming from above usually is not a very pleasant one.
常常我们觉得从天上降下来的东西都不是一个很好的东西。
It could be bomb.
很可能是炸药、
炸弹。Maybe bird waste.
或者是鸟他们的屎、鸟屎。
Because they come down from heaven.
他们从天上降下来。
Actually, come down from above.
从上面下来的。
But then Jesus said, "I am the bread that coming down from heaven."
但是耶稣在这里说，我是从天上降下来的粮。
And what the response from these Jews?
这些犹太人怎么回应他呢？
Maybe just like you and me.
也许就像你和我一样。
They say, "Is this very Jesus, the son of Joseph?"
这不是约瑟的儿子耶稣吗？
And his father and mother, we know them.
父母我们都认识啊。
Apparently, there is a totally different dimension conversation.
这是一个不同的一个
境界。Because Jesus talking about I'm coming from heaven.
因为耶稣说我是从天上来的。
But all these Jews, they only can respond everything based on whatever from the earth.
犹太人他们所能够领受的就是地上的东西属地的。
Let's talk about our response from earth.
那我们谈谈看，我们从地上属地的回应是什么
？We are human.
我们是人。
So we got 5 senses.
我们有五官的感觉。
Eyes to see.
视觉。
Ear to hear.
我们有听觉。
And nose to smell.
我们有嗅觉。
And tongue to taste.
味觉。
And skin to feel.
我们有触觉。
These are 5 senses.
是一个五官的感觉。
And these 5 senses.It's restricted within time and space.
五官的感觉是被时间跟空间来限制的。
And all these 5 senses coming from our flesh.
五官的感觉都是从我们的肉体来的。
It's carnal.
是属肉体的。
And what Jesus talked about is from heaven. It's spiritual.
耶稣现在所讲的是属灵的，属天的。
And we try to figure out whatever spiritual or from heaven through.Our 5 senses.
那我们现在用五官的感觉去领受从天上来的属天的属灵的。
And there is no connection at all.
没有一个连接的地方。
So that's why they say it is the Jesus Joseph's son because we see, we can touch through our 5 senses to recognize, to verify Jesus.
按照犹太人的角度，他们从眼睛能够看到，就是耶稣，他是约瑟的儿子。
And he said he came down from heaven.
然后他在这里说，他是从天上降下来的。
But actually, what we can comprehend is he came from his father and mother.
我们眼睛能够看到的、认识的，他的父母，他是从他父母来的。
And we know his parents.
我们也认识他的父母啊。
So they try to figure out the bread coming down from heaven.Through very carnal 5 senses.
他们就要了解这天上降下来的粮呢是怎么去领受，从他们的肉体，从他们的五官的感觉，怎么去领受这个从天上来的粮。
Over here, Jesus tried to bring a very simple message to them. No way you cannot understand what the bread from heaven.
但是耶稣告诉他说，你没有办法了解这个从天上降下的粮的。
And let us continue what Jesus responded. He says, "Stop grumbling among yourself."
耶稣说，你们不要大家议论，不要埋怨。
Then Jesus moved to the second message to them. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day.
接下来耶稣说，若不是差我来的父吸引人，就没有人能到我这里来的。到我这里来的人，在末日我要叫他复活。
It is written in the prophet. The prophet say they will all be taught by God.
在先知书上写着说，他们都要蒙神的教训。
Everyone who listens to the Father and learn from him comes to me.
凡听见父之教训又学习的，就到我这里来。
What does it mean, Father draw?People to him.
什么意思呢？父来吸引人。
Through the Bible, we start to realize the drawing from Father. This we call revelation.
从圣经我们知道，当父来吸引人的时候，这是从启示来的。我们会得到启示。
What the meaning of Father's revelation?
从父来的启示是什么意思呢
？That means Father God He Himself open and let you see.
父他把他自己打开，让你们来看。
If Father open and let you see, that means Father draws you.
这就是父来吸引你。
If Father does not open and show you, Father does not draw you.
如果父没有向你来开启的时候呢，就不是启示来的。
Let's roll back to the Bible.
那我们回到圣经。
Let's see Apostle Paul.
那我们看看使徒保罗。
So many people read Old Testament during Paul's time.
有这么多人在读圣经，在保罗那个时代。
旧约。And many people read Genesis.
很多人在读创世纪。
But God.Open his eye and let Paul see something.
但是神向保罗，使徒保罗启示。
And that is how he received the revelation about justification by faith.
使徒保罗从创世纪呢，他得到神的启示，知道因信称义这个真理。
Why so many people, so many Jews read Old Testament?
为什么这么多犹太人他们也读了旧约啊？
But they don't see it.
他们却看不到。
Why?
为什么？
Because Father did not open their eyes, didn't reveal to them, so they could not see it.
因为父没有向他们启示。
They read the Old Testament day and day and day, day after day, and Genesis over and over again.
不断的不断的在读旧约。
But they did not see.
他们却没有领受到。
Because Father did not draw them.
因为父并没有吸引他们。
And then we see there's a person called Martin Luther.
马丁路德。
So many people read New Testament.
这么多人在读新约。
And so many people read Book of Romans.
也很多人在读这个罗马书。
But God revealed, opened Martin Luther's eyes, and he saw justification through faith.
马丁路德也借着罗马书得了神的启示，他得到了因信称义这个真理。
That is why Jesus over here tried to tell us.
就是耶稣在这里要告诉犹太人，也是告诉我们的。
If Father does not draw you to, then you will not come to me.
若不是差我来的父来吸引你，你就没有人能到我这里来。
If Father does not reveal to you, you would never come to me.
如果父没有来启示你，你也没有办法到我这里来。
So many people try to read Bible, but if Father does not open to you, reveal to you, you would never come to Jesus.
如果天父没有向你来启示，你没有办法来到耶稣面前来。
I would like to bring more examples so you will.Accept what Jesus said.
我再来举几个例子来。
Remember when Adam and Eve they sinned, and God casting them out from Garden of Eden.
记得亚当夏娃他们犯了罪以后，神把他们从伊甸园赶出去。
And after that, they had two sons.
他们生了两个儿子。
One is called Cain, and the other Abel.
一个是该隐，一个是亚伯。
And the Bible told us.Cain worked on the field.
圣经告诉我们，该隐是种地的。
And Abel, he raised a flock.
亚伯是牧羊的。
And then one day, Cain brought the fruit from the soil as an offering to the Lord.
有日呢，该隐他从地里的出产为供物献给耶和华。
And also Abel brought.A fat portion from some of the firstborn of his flock.
亚伯也将他羊群中投生的和羊的脂油献上。
Both of them, they are very religious.
他们两个都是虔诚的。
Very devotional. 他们敬虔。
很敬虔。
But what happened?
那为什么呢？
Then the Bible said, God.Look with favor on Abel and his offerings.
为什么神看不中该隐的献物，但是他却看中亚伯的献物？
But not favor with what Cain and Cain has offered.
耶和华看不中该隐的供物。
So Cain was so mad.
该隐就生气了。
Why?
为什么？
Because God loved to eat barbecue.因为神喜欢吃烤肉。
神喜欢吃烤肉。
No, that's not the reason, right? Why? Actually, Cain is working so hard because at that time you need to plow the soil to plant, so it takes a lot of effort.
其实该隐也是很认真的在那边种地啊。
But why God doesn't have favor with him and also his offering?
为什么耶和华他不喜悦该隐所献的供物呢？
Why make that difference?
有什么区别呢？
Because Cain does not receive the revelation from God.
因为该隐他没有真正的得到从神那里的启示。
And Abel received the revelation from God.
但是亚伯他得到了神那里来的启示。
I trust most of you will say, no, then God is not fair.
相信大家会觉得神是好像不公平。
Is that true?
真的吗?
Absolutely not.
绝对不是。
So where the revelation came from?
这启示从哪里来的呢?
We need to remember when Adam and Eve, both of them were cast out from the Garden of Eden, God did one thing.
记得亚当跟夏娃被神赶出约殿伊甸园的时候呢，神做了一件事情。
God slaughtered an animal.
神杀了一个动物。
And took the skin and clothed Adam and Eve.
他把动物的皮割下来，
做成一件衣服穿在亚当和夏娃的身上。So after they left Garden of Eden, then they have two sons.
当亚当跟夏娃被赶出伊甸园的时候，他们生了两个儿子。
So the only thing that his two sons, Cain and Abel, can relate or link to God is the clothes on their parents.
唯一该隐跟亚伯，他们能够从他父母的身上得到神的启示，就是那件皮衣。
So day after day, they saw the clothes of Adam and Eve.
他们看到那个皮衣，就是他们所献上的一个血祭。
But for Cain, he does not see anything special.
该隐他就没有看到这样的一个启示。
But Abel see the revelation from God.
但是亚伯他看到了。
So he knew this is the only link his sin parents related to God.
这就是唯一他能够看到他的父母跟神之间的一个连结。
The clothes on Adam and Eve, maybe just like you and me, we see the Bible every day.
这个皮衣就像我们一样，每天都是在看这个圣经，读这个圣经。
For you, maybe just as a history.
对你来讲，或是只是一个故事而已。
Or just a book.
一个历史，或是一本书。
But you see no revelation.
就是你看不到任何的启示。
Because God does not open to you.
因为神没有向你启示。
Until God opened to you, you see revelation, then you will come to our Lord.
直到神他真的来向你启示的时候，你才会来到神的面前。
Is that serious?
这是一个很严肃的问题吗?
See, many people here, Christian, you can even memorize, learn by heart, say, oh, justification by faith.
我们基督徒知道我们会背这个因信称义这四个字。
But these just not a doctrine. It's not a slogan.
这不是口号，也不是教训。因信称义，它不是一个教条，也不是一个口号。
Until the very moment God opened to you, then you will say, "Ah, I know what the meaning of justified by faith."
直到神真的向你来启示的时候，你才能够明白因信称义是什么。
Then your value system totally change.
你整个你头脑的一个开导你就知道了。
Your life will make a big 180 degree turn.
你的生命会有一个180度的转变。
No more the same.
会完全不一样的。
If you still same old, same old, you do not receive the revelation from God.
你如果还是维持原样的话，你没有办法了解。
It's not just some scripture you can remember, then you will save. No, that's not true.
而不是只是你一个背的一些经文而已。
When Jesus said, "I'm the bread coming from heaven,"
当耶稣说我是从天上来的羊食
，until God revealed to you, then you will know what that means.
直到神真的向你来启示的时候，你才真正明白。
And then you receive the revelation.
来领受神要向你的启示，什么叫做他从天上降下来的粮食
？Otherwise, you will be puzzled why Cain was not received a favor from God.
不然的话，你没有办法了解为什么该隐他不得神的喜悦。
Both of them believe there's a God, right?
然后他们两个都相信有神。
Because at that time there's probably no other God.
在那个时候可能没有其他的神。
But one, both of them also want to offer the best they thought they can get.
他们两个都要把他们最好的献给神。
So they are very religious.
他们非常的敬虔的。
Why or what make the differences?
为什么有这样的区别呢?
Unless the Father draw you, then you will be able to come to our Lord.
除非神真正的来吸引你。 不然你不会来到神的面前。
And over here, Jesus said, the prophet mentioned they will be taught by God.
在这里先知书上写着说，他们都要蒙神的教训。
So this is God's teaching.
这是神的教训。
Not from human.
不是从人来的教训。
It's different.
是不一样的。
God's teaching is God He Himself reveal and open to you, then you will be able to receive.
神的教训，他是亲自向你来启示的。
And Father's actions, man, human being, cannot really participate. 上帝的作为，人有时候没有办法参与的。 You cannot add or subtract.
你不能增加，也不能减少的。
My experience try to tell me is unless you humble yourself.
我的经验来告诉我说，除非你里面真的是有渴慕、柔软、谦卑。
And this is God's teaching. It's not human teaching.
这是神的教训，不是人来的教训。
So it's not just knowledge.
不是只有知识而已。
That is life.
它是一个生命。
So this is me totally rely on God's guidance.
就是完全要真的是来依靠神来的引导。
How much God's revelation to you, that is what you can get.
神多，他向你启示多少， 那就是你能够得到多少。
So the only position that we should stand is need to humble ourselves.
唯一我们就是要从心里面 来谦卑，来到神的面前。
Then we will receive the bread coming down from heaven.
然后我们会真的得到启示，来领受从天上降下来的粮食。
Furthermore, Jesus wants to bring a very important message to the Jews.
接下来，耶稣又要告诉犹太人重要的一个信息。
He said, "No one has seen the Father except the one who is from God. Only He has seen the Father."
所以说到，这不是说有人看见父，唯独从神来的他看见过父。
Over here, Jesus wants to bring up the message about this, the bread of life coming from heaven.
这里神又强调说，这从天上来的粮食。
Because Jesus proclaimed, "I am the bread coming down from heaven."
因为神向人宣告说，我就是从天上降下来的。
And over here, He said, "Nobody ever seen." Father, except the one.
这里说有人看见过父，唯没有人看，有人看见过父，唯独从神来的他看见过父。
So only he has seen the Father.
只有他看见过父。
So this bread is one and only one.
这个粮食是独一的。
You cannot find from other bakery store.
你不是从别的地方可以找到的。
Because the one and only one.
唯一的，也是独一的。
And when we bring up one and the only one, most people respond is not very comfortable.
当我们讲到独一、唯一的时候，有人听起来会觉得很不舒服。
Because it's so dominating.
听起来有点狭窄、专制。
And narrow-minded.
心胸狭窄。
One and the only one, that means it's absolute.
独一唯一是绝对的。
It's not relative.
不是相对的。
As a matter of fact, we, in our own life, we did experience at least two absolute.
其实在我们的生命里面，我们是经历过两个独一的。
You got one and only one parent.
你的父母是唯一的。
No other people can substitute of your parents.
没有人能代替你的父母。
Do you accept that?
你接受吗?
Do you accept that comfortably?
你会很快乐地接受这个观念吗?
Would you challenge your parents and say, "Oh, don't be so dominating"?
你会告诉你的父母说, 你不要这样的专制,
Why narrow-minded? Anybody can be my parents.
你不会说任何人都是我的父母啊?
Maybe I can get a Bill Gates to be my also half parent.
Bill Gates 可以是我的父母父亲啊。
Would that work for you?
你认为这样对你来讲是比较好吗?
I don't think so.
我想不自然吧。
And there is another, the one and only one is our own death.
我们的死也是唯一的。
So from the beginning and the end of our life, we all experience one and the only one.
开始到结束，我们都经历到这是唯一的。
So what happened in between?
那这中间呢？
If we do receive the bread from the heaven, we continue the one and only one through our life.
这中间这个过程，我们真的领受这独一的生命的粮的时候，我们是接受这个独一的。
We are complete.
那我们就完全了。
We can start from one and only one and live through one and only one, and then we meet the one and only one.
开始是独一的，这中间的过程，我们也领受这独一的。独一的生命的粮，我们当我们结束的时候，我们也领受这个独一的。
So when Jesus talk about no one has seen the Father except the one, that's me, that's I, who is from God, and only I have seen the Father. That means I am the one and only one.
耶稣说，这不是说有人看见过父，唯独从神来的他看见过父。我是独一的。
He proclaimed the bread of life coming down from heaven is the one and only one.
他宣告从天上降下来这生命的粮是独一的。
And because it's the one and only one, that's why he is holy.
因为这是独一的，所以这是圣的。
It's not secular.
不是俗的。
He cannot compare and mingle with anything else.
这不能跟其他的来混在一起的。
And then Jesus continued, I tell you the truth. That means very serious. He who believes has everlasting life.
接着耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你们，信的人有永生。
And this is the resource is one and only one.
这就是唯一独一的来源。
And then he said, I am the bread of life.
接着他就说，我就是生命的粮。
He did not say, I am a bread of life.
他并没有说一个生命的粮。
This used the definite article.
他用这个这是一个定冠词。
He did not use a indefinite article.
他并不是用一个不定冠词。
That means the one and only one. I'm the one and only one bread of life.
他这里强调的是唯一独一的。
This is the message he wants to bring to Jews and you and me.
这就是他要告诉犹太人的一个信息，也是告诉你我的。
So he continued, he said, he's your forefathers, that means Jews, ate the manna in the desert, yet they died.
就是他说你们的祖宗在旷野吃过玛拿还是死了。
But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which a man may eat and not die.
这是从天上降下的粮，叫人吃了就不死。
He wants to bring the message is the bread of life coming from heaven. If you eat it, you will never die. You will have everlasting life.
他告诉我们，我们吃了天上降下来的粮就不会死。
So these already bring up a lot of chaos or confusion to Jews.
这给犹太人带来一个很大的震撼。
How about you?
对你来说呢?
And then lastly, Jesus said, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever.
他又接着说，我是从天上降下来生命的粮，人若吃这粮，就必永远活着。
Okay, listen very carefully now what Jesus is going to tell you. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world.
接着他就说，我所要赐的粮就是我的肉，为世人的生命所赐的。
The bread from heaven is my flesh.
天上降下来的粮呢，就是我的肉，耶稣的肉。
Wow, Jesus talking about eating.
耶稣这里讲到吃。
I bet all of us eat every day.
想大家都会吃很多种的东西。
Maybe you areYou should have at least, everyone should have a degree or PhD about eating, right?
想大家对吃应该很重视。
You must have a PhD degree because you eat every day.
因为每天都在吃。
You're so familiar with about eating.
你对吃应该不会陌生。
You got full of knowledge about eating.
你对吃也相信也有很多的知识。
So I bet you got a PhD degree about eating. 博士学位。
我想你们有博士学位对这个吃的方面。
Eating take time.
吃要花时间的。
You need to chewing.
你要咀嚼。
Digesting.
你要消化。
And absorbing.
你还要吸收。
And we know it's very important about eating.
对，对吃，我们来讲是很重要的。
It's so important because it relates to our survival.
因为它会，它是关乎我们的生存。
About our health.
关乎我们的健康。
And also enjoyment.
关乎我们的享受。
You need to eat the right thing. You need to eat the right stuff.
你要吃对的东西。
You need to eat the good stuff.
你要吃好的东西。
And also we understand.The appetite, we can nourish our appetite.
我们也相信胃口它是可以培养的。
For me, actually, there is a call a bitter melon.
对我来讲，有一个蔬菜叫苦瓜。
I don't know your experience. The very first time I tasted a bitter melon, I hate it.
当我第一次苦瓜的时候，我很不喜欢吃。
I could never imagine how could this become a food.
没有办法想到这个也是食物中的一种。
And then I try.
然后我试。
And I try.
我再试。
Then my appetite started to change.
然后我的胃口就慢慢改变。
Now I start to learn bitter melon is rather expensive.
后来我知道，苦瓜有时候是很贵的。
Have you ever tried a Japanese mustard, wasabi?
你试过日本的一个叫 wasabi 的
？The very first time I had it.
芥末粉啊。
I sweat a lot.
当我第一次吃的时候，我流汗了。
And I start to blame Japanese.
我开始埋怨日本人。
Why you create this kind of awful stuff?
你为什么发明这种东西
？But now I like it.
现在我喜欢了。
Appetite, you can nourish it.
你可以培养你的胃口的。
The bread coming down from heaven, maybe the very first time you say, "What the heck?"
从天上来的粮食开始，你会觉得这是什么
？Maybe you want to spit it out.
你或许想要吐出去。
But appetite can be nourished.
胃口是可以培养的。
Gradually,
慢慢的
you will find you just not only like it, you love it.
慢慢的你会培养出你不是只有喜欢它，你会爱上它。
So let me summarize all of these. The very first one, Jesus said, "I'm the bread that coming down from heaven." That means it's coming down from heaven.
这里有讲到说，我是从天上降下来的粮，从天上来的。
When we receive the bread of life, we need to remember this is coming down from heaven.
当我们在领受这属灵的粮食的时候，我们知道这是从天上来的。
You need to eat it or have it with the point of view of heaven.
你要从天上，从属灵的角度去领受它。
Don't rely on the five senses, the earthly response to taste or eat the bread of life.
要靠着你五官的感觉，靠着你的肉体去领受从天上降下来的粮食。
And second point is, Jesus said, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him." Father draws people.
第二点谈到，若不是差我来的父吸引人，就没有人能到我这里来。
So, whenever you got a chance to receive the bread of life from heaven, you need to have an attitude.
当你有机会去领受从神来的话的时候
，God will bring His revelation to me.
你的态度要谦卑。
We need to be humble and sensitive.
你的态度要敏锐。
I may not know this, but Father.Reveal to me.
你要跟神说，我虽然不明白，但是主，你来帮助我。
I'm just like a little kid. Father, teach me.
我像一个小孩一样，主啊，你来让我去学习主你的话。
Instead, using your own knowledge, your earthly experience, that you never receive the revelation.
而不是用你世上的经验，用你的肉体去了解。
And the third is, Jesus said, "No one has seen the Father except the one who is from God." That is the one and only one.
三点提到唯独从神来的，他看见父，讲到神的独一性。
When you receive the bread of life, we need to come up with an attitude is, thank you, God.
当你领受从天上来的粮食的时候，我们要存着感恩的心。
We need to be grateful.
我们要存着感恩的心来领受。
Because the bread is the one and only one.
这个粮食是唯一的，也是独一的。
And I have the privilege to receive this, the one and only one.
这是我的荣幸，能够去领受从神独一唯一降下来的粮食。
I do not need to waste my precious time to go out to seek whether this one is the right one or that one is the right one.
我不用再花太多时间在这种尝试跟错误中。
Through many trial and error to verify whether this the one that I receive is the good one, is the right one.
去浪费时间说，哎呀，这个是真的，这个是独一的，还是这个是假的？
When you receive the one and only one, you take it so precious with thanksgiving.
当你领受这个独一的、唯一的、从天上来的粮食的时候，你要存着感恩的心。
That's what Jesus wants to tell you.
耶稣要告诉我们的。
And then over here, say, the bread is my flesh.Which I will give for the life of the world. That means Jesus said, "Eat my flesh."
第四点是讲到说，你要吃我的肉，这是我要赐的粮食。
Every time you have a chance to receive the bread of life, you need to try every possibility to eat it.
当你真的是领受的时候呢，你要吃吃主的肉。
You need to spend time.
你要花时间。
You need to.Chew it, digest it, and absorb it.
你要咀嚼，你要消化，且你要吸收。
That is what Jesus wants to bring this message to the Jews and to you and me.
神当时要告诉犹太人的，也是今天要告诉我们的。
If you got the message today, raise your hand. You got the message. I do. I do. I got the message. Thank you. Thank you. May the Lord continue to guide.All of us.
盼望大家都能够领受今天所赐的信息。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, you are an amazing God.
主啊，你是真的是一个奇妙的主。
Everything coming from you are good.
任何从你而来的都是好的。
And you bring the bread of life to us.
你把生命的粮赐给我们。
Lord, we thank you that you want to draw us to you.
我们感谢你，你要来吸引我们。
Give us a humble heart.
给我们一个谦卑的心。
So we may receive your teaching.
我们才能够领受主你从你来的教训。
Lord, we thank you so much that we got this privilege to receive the one and only one.
主，我们的何等的有幸能够领受主从天上唯一 降下来的粮食。
Help us to nurture our appetite to eat your flesh.
帮助我们来培养我们这样一个属灵的胃口，来吃主你的粮食，吃你的肉。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。